What is Love Radio Show is sponsored by Fantasy App. Fantasy is a safe space to communicate about your fantasies and passions without fear of judgment. It is a dating app for open-minded couples and singles to experiment with your desires that don't have to be secret anymore.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Bam bam ba ra 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 bam bam ba ra 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 ra.
Baby, don't hurt.
Okay, okay, thanks, Ian. All right, hello, hello, hello. This is What is Love Show, and this is me, Sasha Sugar, and I am broadcasting today from Gratitude Migration. And the reason why my friend Ian, with his terrible voice, sent the opening track is because there is no fucking internet connection in Gratitude Migration, okay, guys? And I don't have any music, so all sound accompanying Ian will be doing instead of the amazing DJs that I had planned for this show. So I visited maybe 10 different workshops in these 3 days, and absolutely every speaker and every healer spoke about love. And I've heard some pretty interesting definitions of love. So I wanted to get together with all these amazing people who come to Gratitude Migration and to hear what they have to say about love, because everyone has a different experience, and that's the beauty of it, I guess. Right, Rich? So let's just go one by one and introduce ourselves. And the first question is, so what is love? Give me your definition of love.
Love? Hi, this is Ian. Thanks so much, Sasha, for letting me share this radio show with you. I really appreciate it. You know, it's been an honor. I'm so excited to be here with Burning Man Camp, New York Dangerous. Sasha and I are going to go Burning Man together in a month. Oh, I'm so excited about all that stuff. And for me, love is like, you know, all the connections I make with these lovely people, especially like going to Burning Man and things like that. And this Burner Festival we're at, that's like the goal of this, is to make connections with people, to have that loving energy be like all around you and supporting you, things like that. For some people, love is like it's a one-on-one connection with one special person they share with their whole life. But for me, it's much more than that. It's about like making connections with lots of people, living your life in with positive intention, and like creating safe places for people to explore their feelings in that kind of way. So I think that's what love means to me.
Thanks, Ian. Did you experience any love in the past 3 days at Gratitude?
Oh, lots of it. There's so much positive energy here. You're right. Everybody is really tired and cranky because the sun is so hot and we've all been drinking. And
well, actually, Nico is doing Facebook Live. So if you guys are interested, just go on my Facebook page and you'll see how tired and exhausted we all look. So we are not lying, it's true.
Well, when you go camping, you know, in the beach, in the hot beach for 3 days, people do tend not to sleep as well as they usually do, but there's a lot of positive energy here too.
Okay, well, thanks, Ian. So love is connection to you. I mean, I feel like almost every other feeling is some sort of connection, so to me it's quite a broad definition of love, but I'll keep my critique to myself, no judgment here. Who's next?
Yeah. Jake.
Hey, Jake. Opening
last names too. Okay, Jake from Manhattan. Love. I think love is... Thank you. I think love is acceptance. And...
Speak up.
Testing. I think I... So, in my opinion, love is acceptance. I have a little story. I don't know if there's a point.
Yeah,
in this
sure. Go ahead.
Okay. This is.
Do you have a story about your disadvantage being accepted by a partner?
It starts out that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. This is kind of a 5-minute story. Is that all right?
You have 2.5.
So, some time ago, I was in this relationship that was lasting quite a few months, and she had her own opinions about how I should live my life and how I should be in the world. And when she told me that I was too sensitive as a person and that I ought to grow a pair, that was her words, I realized that I've been spending 15 years dating women who wanted to change me and that I didn't even know what love was anymore. So I decided to stop dating altogether, go on a break. I wound up in Thailand in this retreat space that did a lot of yoga and meditation and things that, you know, where people say we are all love and that kind of BS, you know. That was sort of in my wheelhouse.
I thought you went to Thailand to start hooking up with ladyboys.
No, not the ladyboys, not for me. I just needed to sort of, like, recharge my batteries and just kind of figure out what I was doing.
Okay.
So I was, after one of these sessions, a bunch of us went to this dance club, and I left early. And the next morning, I said to them, hey, sorry I left early. I was feeling kind of oversensitive to the lights and the sounds. And one fellow traveler, this young woman from Europe, says, we all have headaches because we did not listen to our sensitive side. It is so wonderful you listen to yours. And I said, really? Because my ex told me I was too sensitive and that I ought to grow a pair. And she said, she should grow a pair of sensitivities. And I wish I thought of that, you know. And I... like, after a couple of words later, I said, you guys are beautiful. And she said, you just see your own beauty reflected back to you. Oh,
so you got my flattered.
God. Well, she invited me to the beach to, like, swim and talk with her. And we swam and we talked and we ended up writing poems. And the poem that she wrote to me compared me to a Caravaggio painting and to Apollo, the sun god. And no one had ever seen me like that before. And just, it was completely by random that the poems that we wrote ended up being about each other.
So are you in love right now?
Well, I told her, I said, I have love for you. And she said, I have love for you too. And I said, and I think you're beautiful. And she says, I think you're beautiful. And I said...
okay, so it was just kind of like an interaction between two humans who tried to support each other and embrace the moment of being present.
Well, yes, but she kind of, like, gave me a whole education about what love... she gave me a whole education about what love was. Because I'd lost touch with that for a decade and a half.
So, going back to my question, are you in love now?
Am I in love right now?
Yeah.
In this moment?
Yes.
I'm not in love in this moment, no.
Damn it. So you've been here 3 days and you didn't have any loving moment at Gratitude Migration?
I think everyone has been sharing a lot of positive energy. I'm not in love in this moment, no.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. I wish you best of luck, especially considering that you had a great Thai mentor in relationship. And hope the next person you will meet is going to accept you for who you are and you will feel the same.
Thank you. The short end of that story is yes. Is that I've basically learned how to accept myself and be on the lookout for people who see that in me. I think we all kind of need that. We need to be seen for who we really are, how our ideal selves really are seen. Because we rarely have the opportunity to see that ourselves. So once we can see that, we can remind ourselves what love is and that maybe we're deserving of it after all.
Okay.
Anyway...
well, thanks so much for sharing. That was a great story. But you kind of sound sad.
Well, I'm sad that I couldn't tell the rest of my story, but maybe that's for another podcast.
Well, if you are from Manhattan, you can come to Bushwick, to the actual Radio for Brooklyn studio, and we can have the whole show about your Thai adventures. Thanks so much. So the next guest on What Is Love show, number three...
Headphones. Oh, gotta put on the headphones. These are like this feels like 19. These are like the Sony Walkman headphones, right?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Sadiq Samani. Sorry, my voice is gone. I'm a stand-up comedian from Chicago, born in Pakistan. Can I give my website, I guess?
Why?
So people can stalk me? No?
I guess so. What's your goal?
What's my goal? No, I wasn't sure. What's your question?
What is love to you?
What is love? I feel like what I've discovered is everyone feels and gives love in two different ways, or different ways. And to me, love is just feeling good and making someone else feel good, and then reducing the feeling bad in myself and someone else.
How do you reduce that?
Well, you listen, you communicate, you speak, and
okay.
You share that information. For example, I feel loved in certain ways. Like, I love when someone touches me, or I love, for example, I was dating a girl a few months ago, and I told her the first night, I was like, I like making my bed, even if everything else is messy in my house, I like making my bed, because I can come back to like a nice bed and fall asleep in my bed, and it'll be nice and clean. Next morning, she makes the bed. That's like, that made me feel love. Right? You understand what I'm saying?
Like, it's that little thing. Because you asked her specifically not to.
That I didn't like, I was like, do it! She just did it. She gets it. You know? That's love. Yes, and that's...
Rich, we don't hear you. You have to speak to the mic.
You would have done it yourself, but she did it for you. That was a special thing.
And vice versa. Like, when I see something that I want to do for her, or if I see something that would make her happy, I would do that as well, right? So it's just... It's
so getting to
that.
Know each other and know what she wants or you want, and then trying
and
that, to
and
do
it's
as
not
much
just
of
a
that.
Significant other, it's human beings in
anyone
general,
mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
okay,
you just make the initiative to do something.
So did you have any loving moment here at the Gratitude Migration?
Yeah, plenty. I mean, I met a lot of cool people. A lot of people here are open, intelligent, a lot of really deep conversations. Yeah, I love that. I mean, I'm tired. I need a day to, like, process, wake up, and take all that information, focus it, moving forward.
When was the moment that you felt love the most during these 3 days?
I think hanging out with a bunch of my friends that I met. I came here with a good friend of mine who invited a bunch of other people, and just everyone connecting on the same level. We were actually in the dome area. And one of my friend's friends brought their daughter with them. And she's on the ring, and she's playing on the ring. And she's actually doing really cool tricks up there. And the flames are lighting up. And a lot of people are on drugs, and including myself.
Oh, yeah.
And
now it makes sense why you all fell in love.
And it was, yeah, of course. It was the... yeah.
Okay. I got it. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we have one more guest here. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Ken again. Pleasure, how you doing?
What is love?
It's a Van Hagar song. When it's love.
You're a little bit late. We've already sung it, so yeah, exactly. Give us something new. What is love to you?
What's love to me? Love is letting your partner have the cool side of the pillow.
So sharing.
Yeah, you know, sacrifice. You know,
love is sacrifice.
A little bit, yeah.
Why love has to be a sacrifice?
Well, because you'd be willing to give up something because you care, you know?
But why would the other person want you to sacrifice for them?
Well, maybe they wouldn't because they love you right on back, but it's just something you do because you give a shit.
What was the biggest sacrifice you had to do for the partner you loved?
Well, had to, you know, you don't have to anything. It's just that you feel like you want to.
Right. So what was the one that you did for your partner?
Ooh, you know, off the top of my head, can't think of anything because I'm unpartnered at the moment, and it's been a while since I sacrificed something for somebody that I can think of. I mean, it probably happened recently, but right now I'm not considering. Oh, yeah, I would like some of that, please.
Oh, yeah, somebody just passing a joint
it's a blunt.
Here. Oh, sorry. Well, I hope you won't be partnerless very, very soon, because love is beautiful, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it makes up in height what it lacks in length.
Thanks for your insight.
No problem.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, hello.
So what is love to you?
Hi, I'm Katie. So, what is love to me? Love to me is ecstatic. It's bliss. It's the best, warmest feeling you can ever imagine. It's also torture.
Why is it the torture?
I feel that the people that you love the most or loves you the most, you do have the tendency to hurt each other, in a sense that everything or action that you do is personal, especially if you're in involved or in love with somebody.
So were you hurt in love?
Oh, sure. I think everybody has. I think everybody has a dramatic, sad love story.
Can you share your story?
Sure. I have had the best love of my life early on in my 20s, and he was a musician, and I would follow his band around, and I was a groupie, and so I chased after him for a while. He did not notice me. It took time, and then finally we had connected, and the moment we connected, it was immediate. It was explosive. It was just
passionate.
Awesome. It was awesome. And we lasted for 12 years. And that's another interesting thing. I mean, I guess we grew apart. Our love changed. You know, the phase, the honeymoon phase. We went past that. And we became a domestic, boring couple.
Okay. So how did he hurt you?
I feel, I was the one who walked out of the relationship, and it pained me. It hurt me so much to leave him because I knew he was going to be hurting. So in the flip side, I was the one hurting him, but of course that's going to impact me. But on the bright side, we're still best of friends.
Still, to this day.
To this day. And you know what? I think we still are in love. And he has his own partner now. He's moved on, and that's all I wanted for him. I wanted a happy life for him. So maybe we will not be a partner per se, but we still
Will keep him in your life.
Correct.
Okay. Are you in love with anybody else at the moment?
No.
What about gratitude migration? Have you had any loving moment in the last few days?
Yes, I had a few loving moments for sure. I think that's a guarantee when you come to a gratitude or one of these festivals.
Can you share with us?
Well,
you know, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But you seem like you're a very open person.
Just a few makeout sessions. Just one of those things where, you know, you're in the dance mode and intoxicated and you just feel the energy, the loving vibe.
Oh my gosh, two people in a row speak of drugs when it comes to gratitude migration. I don't want my audience to get a wrong impression. I mean, people do drugs here, but it's not the only thing that people do.
Well, what was intoxicating was the music.
Ooh, oh, sorry.
Yes, and the vibes. It wasn't really the drugs, but that could help. But anyway, so being involved in this movement and the wave of this energy, and yeah, you're gonna may link up to somebody.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a few loving moments, and it's great that you and your former partner still keep in touch.
Yes.
It seems that you are still dear to each other.
Very much so.
But I hope that the next partner you find is not gonna hurt you, because I don't think that love necessarily comes with pain. but that's just my experience. But thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Hey. How are you? What is love to you?
Love is being authentic to your joy. For me. Being in a place where you're happy with the people that are around you, bringing them joy, and at the same time allowing yourself to be joyful.
Okay. So love is joy.
Love is joy. In every sense of that word.
So for you, you can be just with your own to experience love, because you can just experience joy without another person.
Right. And being authentic to your joy means that being in love with you first is the only way that you're going to truly have love with anything or anyone else. But you have to love you first.
Okay. And why did you give me this huge, huge, amazing hug when we met 10 minutes ago?
Because when I embrace a human being, I like to connect with them. I'm not into those fake tap hugs or handshakes, but holding somebody and embracing a human and sharing that energy with them is the way that I feel you connect with them, even if it is only for that one moment in that one hug, where 5 years
but
from now...
But if a person, let's say, doesn't like to hug... I mean, I love hugs. You could feel it.
and you have people that don't like to hug, and that's okay. You know, you don't force people to hug unless they want to.
So how do you connect with the people that don't like to hug?
I look at them.
Okay.
I connect with them. You know, there's more ways than physical to connect with somebody. So if you're looking at somebody's eyes, and you engage with them in that fashion, you're being authentic. You're not leaving that space. You're not looking somewhere else. If you know what's more interesting, I'm looking for the upgrade. You're in that moment and present with that human being, and that's all that matters in that moment.
So you are constantly in love then?
Constantly. I wake up and I just love the fact that I woke up that morning. Everything after that is gravy.
What was your favorite and most loving experience here at Gratitude?
My girlfriend and I shared a moment on the lifeguard chair over by Lightning Society.
Okay.
Where we just embraced and held each other.
That's so sweet.
So beautifully. She sat on my lap and she nestled in my arms. So that for me was the most impactful moment.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. And thanks
for
actually bringing love, trying to bring love in everyday life of other people.
Yes.
We need more people like you.
Thank you.
That can hug as amazing as you.
Thank you.
Do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, go hug your girlfriend now.
Oh, yes. Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, wow, this has been really interesting. So this is What is Love show on Radio Free Brooklyn. And today I am doing a remote broadcast from the beach in New Jersey from Gratitude Migration. It's the last day of this experience. And as I mentioned in the beginning, we are all kind of just chilling here at the lounge and talking about love. If you guys, whoever is listening to the show, I'm going to have my favorite definition at the end of the show, so you can email me at whatislove@radiofreebrooklyn.org with your suggestion of my favorite definition, and whoever wins, I'm going to invite you to my show in Bushwick. So whatislove@radiofreebrooklyn.org. All right, so who's next? Hey, Rich.
Hey, Sasha.
What is love to you?
Okay, this is Rich. I've been trying to think of this answer for the past 20 minutes or so. I hope we get it right. So I want to start off by letting people know that I am a person. I just realized in the past month or so I always have a girlfriend. I am never without a girlfriend. However,
I thought you broke up recently.
I have not had a girlfriend in about 2 months now. This is an unusual experience for me. I am usually always with someone else, and I am not with anyone right now, so it's completely different. So here's what I understand about love now in the last couple months that I've been living this life. having someone that you're with to go out to places like Gratitude Migration or go out to concerts or all sorts of other fun stuff, that's wonderful to have a person that you're with that you can be in love with and take and to share. These places like that and share those type of things. That's not the important thing, though, because I go to concerts all the time. I came to Gratitude Migration all by myself, and I can enjoy these events by myself because they're amazing events. There's lots of things to do. There's lots of fun to be had all by yourself. That's great. But having a person you love when you're not at those events is really the most important thing. Having someone you love when you're home in the evenings, when you're kind of waiting, watching some television or reading a book or waiting to get ready to go to work in the morning, that's the most important time to have someone that you love. When someone can be there for you in those down moments, that's to me the most important thing.
So what then the partner gives you? The sense of security, safety? Like, why necessarily you mentioned those lonely moments?
Companionships.
Okay.
Having a person that can be your companion when you're not out having fun at Gratitude Migration or at a big concert is an amazing thing. And that's something that I really miss.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But you look great.
That's
okay. I mean, I've seen you in the last couple of months quite a lot, and you always have this great energy.
I got a great tan now, too. It's one thing that happens in the summer.
You do. What was your favorite and most loving experience at the Gratitude?
So I didn't have any loving experience in that sense at Gratitude. The loving experiences I had were friendly loving experiences, meeting people, hugging people, you know, saying hi, connecting, coming to your show today is another loving experience.
Thank you so much.
I mean, it's not
Rich.
Sexual, but it's a loving experience. That's certainly true.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, who is next? Hello.
Hi,
hello,
I'm
hello,
Lila.
Hello. Lila has been on my show several times, actually. Once on a blind date with a very, not very pleasant man.
Oh, I'm sure he's lovely. I just shouldn't be dating him, is all. That's fine.
So how are you doing today? Are you in love?
I'm not in love with a person.
Are you in love with...
I'm loving life right now.
Okay.
I'm actually quite happy, which is good.
Really?
Yeah.
You were so grumpy this morning.
I was. You know, okay, you're going to make me announce it on the radio. I just started my period. Thank you.
Oops.
I'm very grumpy. I have a headache from being out in the sun. I did not want to get into the water. And, yeah, I've been generally saying no. But you know what about saying no is that I'm honoring my feelings of resistance, and that's showing ultimate self-care for me. So I'm still loving life.
So what is love to you?
Well, I think that love is two different things, or many things. Love is not necessarily just one thing. So when everybody's telling you what love is, that is absolutely true for them at this moment. That doesn't mean that love doesn't change. I think that the love that we receive, and a lot of people are talking about the loving moments that they've experienced, that they felt as though they were loved by someone else or loved in an environment. And then there's the love that we give. And that has to be selfless. My contribution to this whole gratitude migration experience has been service. And I had a really great time volunteering yesterday. And I heard this amazing story of selflessness by other volunteers that just is absolutely humbling. There were volunteers who were working in the parking lot yesterday morning, and their second shift never showed up. You know, having a volunteer crew, what are you going to do? So the volunteers from this first shift stayed and pulled a double. And then the third shift didn't show up. And so they found volunteers from some other part of the experience to go and volunteer in the parking lot. And then the fourth shift didn't show up. And shift number one, everybody from the first shift...
People are so flaky.
...wanted to go back and continue serving because... their presence there had purpose and meaning. And that was, I think that's...
So for you, love is to have a purpose and meaning.
I think that love is the ultimate purpose. I think that love is an ends in itself. Love is one of the things that is not a means to something else. You know, because we go to school to get an education so that we could get a job, so that we could afford a house, so that we can ultimately do something. Whereas love is an ends in itself. Love has got no other purpose. Love is the purpose.
Well, I hope you're going to find, in addition to your selfless love for humanity, you will also meet an amazing human being who will become your partner.
You know,
because you are just this amazing, wonderful woman.
Thank you.
That I try to match. What is it called? Matchmake with. Yeah.
Well,
it's not as amazing and pleasant man.
But
didn't work.
No, that's okay.
I'll be trying. Don't you worry, girl. We'll find you someone.
The point is to find happiness where you are and not to attach happiness to some future goalpost.
No, of course.
And so if I do have a relationship in the future, I hope that it's a loving, conscious partnership with a lot of presence. But if that doesn't happen, I still hope to have a lot of love in my life with a bunch of amazing people who really add to my life. This has just been an amazing experience, not because it's been, you know, colorful and musical, but because of the people that I've been able to spend time with.
And one of these amazing people is going to speak next. Thanks, Lila.
Thank you,
I love
Sasha.
You.
Love you too.
Hello, hello.
Hi, I'm an amazing person.
Yeah, my name is Sasha.
Hello. Hello, you're an amazing person too. And my name is Leon. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well. Nice to spend 3 plus days with you.
I know, such a miserable time we're having, surrounded by sand and people in bikinis. Such a wonderful time. I hope your listeners really appreciate the sacrifice you're making, taking time away from this amazing event to spend time with them instead. I hope they love you.
So what is love to you, Leon?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Love... I have a little.
I kind of hate you sometimes.
I know. And guess what? I love you for it. To be honest, I have a very different view of love than most people. And I've spoken off air with you about this before. But to me, love is simply the end of a spectrum that goes from hate to distaste to apathy to like to love. It's very, very simple. When you like something more than just liking it, you love it. To me, that in every context is all love is. Now, when we talk about love as part of a relationship or love as part of like a life partner, what we tie into that idea of love is love plus something else. So love plus a mutual devotion, or love plus the idea of building a family, or love plus, you know, something else. But it's still all love. So I think that the human condition would be vastly improved if people stopped trying to bundle so many things with the concept of love and just said, I love you. Meaning that I really, 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 really like you, or I'm devoted to you. Plus, and then they share like what they're actually thinking.
Interesting. So are you currently in... I mean, it's kind of a tricky question.
It's okay.
And I don't want to bring up the fact that your wife passed away a few months ago, who you dearly loved, and still, I'm sure, do... and you know how to talk about it. Are you in love? Were you able to find love in the past couple of months?
Of course. I mean, the love I had for my wife, Yuan, was amazing and very special. But because I loved her, plus we were compatible, plus we were like amazing together, plus I learned from her every day, plus all these other things. But I also have love in other areas of my life. I love my close friends. I love my family. You know, I love my favorite movie. I think that, okay, I can hear you rolling your eyes. But it's true. The idea that, like I said, the idea of love being this all-encompassing magic thing is a form of love, but so is, oh my God, I love The Princess Bride. That's my favorite movie. I love this movie. I don't think there's much of a difference between when you're using the word love, that's all it means. If you're talking about, you know, have I found mutually devoted love with a person that I want to identify as my life partner and possibly have a family with till death do us part? No. I had that with Yuan. And if I have it again, I'd be very happy. But if you want to talk about that whole sentence, don't ask me if I love people, because I do have love for a lot of the people here at Gratitude. I have a lot of people there in your audience. I have a lot of love for my other partners. And each of them meets a different need. Each of them connects with me in different special ways. And if they're special enough, I say that I love them, and I mean it.
So you don't believe in the master love?
Master love? I'm not even sure what master... Is that a lock? What is master love? Is that like masturbation?
I just made it up.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
I just made it up.
Okay. So do I believe that love conquers all? Is that like the romantic concept? No, I don't believe that love conquers all. And I believe that because so many people foolishly believe that love conquers all, they stay in relationships too long with people with whom they're not compatible.
Well, thanks, Leon, for sharing. I had you on my polyamory episode a few months ago. So whoever wants to find out more about Leon's perspective or more about polyamory, you can find the episode in the archives.
Oh, my God, I thought you looked familiar. I knew I'd been here before. God damn it, you're Sasha. That was the radio show. That was you. Oh, my God, I love you.
How can you not love Leon, right? I'm really looking forward to go to Burning Man with you this year.
Aww.
Yeah.
Me too.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing. I think we have a few more people that want to share their definitions of love. Hey. Okay. It's sorry, guys. It's just a bit tricky. We are sitting here in the sand with a tiny desk, and I need to rotate a mic across 10 people, so sorry for this delays. So hey, so what's your name? What is love to you? Tell me about the most loving experience you've had at Gratitude Migration. Tell me your favorite love story, anything love related.
My name is Felipe Gallegos, and
my LinkedIn profile is this, my Facebook profile is that. I'm just kidding.
And love to me is first infinite and unconditional and a choice. It's not something that... It's a choice, so it's something that... it's not like a parent loving a child, right? So a parent can have multiple children... but there's no, you're not going to love one child 60% more than another. And you say, I'm going to give you 60% of my love versus 40% of my love. You have all my love. Love is love, and love is everything. It's something that you were born with.
How do you base your choice of a partner then? If love is a choice, then what are the things or criteria that you look at when you decide to choose to love a specific person?
First is how much that person chooses to love themselves.
Okay, I see that.
Because if you don't love yourself, then it's going to be hard for someone else to love you. But sometimes it's also just people having a pure, pure heart and just choosing what they do and how they help other people and how what sacrifices they make just so that they can spread love to others. And what they ask for in return in exchange for it. Some people use love for personal advantage. Some people use love, and it's been misconstrued for many other reasons across time and other many love stories that have been used to serve personal interests rather than the interests of just pure selfish love. So just listen to your DNA, your forefathers, your mother, the people who have taught you love, the lessons that have been taught to you, and all the artists that have been out there that have been spreading love unselfishly, who spread love just to spread love to others without asking for anything in return, and volunteers, and especially artists in general who just inspire others and just give of themselves to Make sure that you can give somebody else a pure moment of love and joy without asking for anything in return, and giving other people the empowered choice to make the decision for themselves rather than telling them what to do.
Are you in love at the moment?
I'm a little bit. I'm in love with a number of different people, but I love my friends. I love people that I see that work hard for others, that have a passion for what they do and are good at what they do. And I've had I've been fortunate enough to have some very strong romantic relationships in my life. I've been fortunate enough to be blessed with a really, really loving family that has been taught me well. And I'm lucky enough to have been blessed with.
So why can't you choose someone? You said you have multiple partners, as I understand.
No,
is that your choice?
It's not my choice to have multiple sexual partners. I believe in once you have a relationship with somebody, you grow with that person, and sometimes that works forever. Sometimes it doesn't. You can do as much as you can to help empower the other person and give them wings and be the air in their sails rather than...
Okay, so love is empowering your partner.
Empowering.
To become a better person.
Exactly.
That's great. Yeah, I like that.
And, it lasts for as long as it can, for as much as it can. And you have to just be grateful for the time that you spend together.
Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah. I hope you will be able to find...
Me too.
The partner.
Yeah.
For you.
But I'm patient, I'm not.
Yeah, everything comes, in the right time.
In the right time. And I'm not worried about it. And it'll be good when it's good.
Thank you so much. Hey, we have a few more guests. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good. Yeah, I mean, we only have 10 minutes left, and there are so many people who want to talk about love. I mean, I'm kind of forcing everybody to talk about love. That's my job as a producer of the show. But thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
What is your name and what is love to you?
Kate Pela. And what is love to me? That's a huge question.
I know.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for the whole year.
It's a tough one. I mean, because love is so big, and there's so many kinds of love. I think it's a spiritual sort of, or a universal sort of connection. But I love my cat, I love the planet, I love my partner.
Is it a choice? Did it just happen? How did you fall in love with your partner, for instance, or with your cat? I mean, I'm not really interested in cat love, to be honest. Let's talk about your partner.
That's the kind of love you're talking about, okay. Over the many years I have had, it's somebody who I get along with intellectually, spiritually. Like, we fight, but we still love each other. There's a commitment to continue trying to make something work.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of did make a choice to love each other and to make it work. It didn't just happen organically.
No, I think that love happens organically. I think it's a choice to work through the stress of love. When you find a partner, if you're that's what I mean by love is so big, because this love for a partner is something, I think it's a universal love. I love you, we have that love, which is a connection, right? But then there's the love of a partner. You make a choice, and I made a choice to be with this one person because I've been through everything else, and it's okay, it's a lot of work. It's a commitment completely, and when you muddle your mind with all these other investments of love with another human where you have sex with them and you really are become intimate, it's too complex for me. I need it simple. One person is all I can do at one time to give a full... Because it's love.
Not like Leon, right?
Well,
he's not here.
Each to their own. I've had the multi-partner, and it's just too hard for me. My little brain, my big brain or whatever brain explodes. It's just impossible for me. I'm not wired that way.
What was your most loving experience at the Gratitude Migration?
I just connecting with everybody. I mean, I think everybody is so happy to say hi, to talk, to sit down, to give time, which is huge.
Yeah.
because, you know, a lot of people don't give time and
especially
they don't listen.
In New York. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's the listening and the sitting and taking time. That's a big thing, you know, okay. The time.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. I'm it's kind of mundane, but, you know.
I'm glad you had a great time here.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. It was really
amazing.
I come
in next year?
Oh, yeah, probably. So awesome. Next, on to the next.
On the next. Thank you. Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Hi, hello.
Yeah, how are you? What's your name and what is love to you?
My name is Samantha. Love to me is one of the most painful things on the planet.
Oh, come on, girl. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
It could also be the most beautiful thing, but it's very painful.
Why is it painful?
It's beautiful in the moment, but if you lose it, it could be a disaster and change your whole entire life. But it's beautiful, and it's a polarity. It's so beautiful that it's also so dangerous, so fleeting.
But what is love?
It is the most powerful feeling on earth. It can make you do things like a drug, even more powerful than actual drugs.
What was the most powerful thing that you've done out of love?
Lose yourself in it.
Did you hurt yourself?
No.
So you loved it? You loved the feeling of losing yourself? Okay.
Yes.
Well, then it's beautiful. Why is it painful? Because you don't have it anymore?
No, I think that it's beautiful because you can lose it and you can regain it. The beauty is through regaining it, but you can lose it.
Have you had any loving experiences here at Gratitude?
Yes, I think the people here are beautiful and their spirits are beautiful and everyone has a lot of love for each other without knowing each other.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, and I hope your future loves won't be as painful,
thank you.
But just beautiful and thank wonderful.
You.
Thank you. We have one more guest here.
No. She says no.
For some reason, she says no, because it is a difficult question. All right, we have one more person. What is love? Come on, tell me, what is love? What is love? I demand, what is love? You're on the radio, yes, come on. It's a live show. So, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good. Yeah, I'm doing this live show. It's the What is Love. It's on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I'm just collecting different definitions and experiences of love. Mm. And you happen to be a guest.
Okay.
So just introduce yourself and what is love to you?
My name is Justin, and I guess love to me is... that's a profound question. I guess it's understanding, complete understanding, I guess. Knowing that everybody you see out there is a reflection of yourself, and that love, oh man, that's such a tough question to explain.
Are you in love?
I'm in love with everybody. With one person? No.
No, you're not.
No, yeah.
Have you been in love?
Oh yeah, many times.
So how was that? How would you define the love that you had?
It's, to define it, it's cherishable, I guess, if I can say one word about it.
Okay.
Super, for me, love is super special. If love with one person is more special, oh, fuck, I don't know.
It is a tough question,
it is.
Right?
It's so, like, a million thoughts are running through my head right now, trying to explain
well,
this.
Well, pick three.
I would say that I have the same love that I do for, like, a girlfriend, for example, that I do for my best friends and for other people. I feel like that it's more about the kinship than it is about emotion, I guess. It's more about the bonding, the reflection, seeing yourself in somebody else and seeing them in you as well. That's all I can get out of that.
What was your most loving experience here at Gratitude? Just don't mention drugs, please.
Most loving experience, I guess, had to be in this morning at sunrise, watching that sun rise.
I saw it too.
Just embracing everybody around me. I didn't even know a couple people around me, and we just held each other and watched the sun rise. And, I mean, that's where it is, you know.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. Awesome. Yeah.
Pleasure.
I hope you're going to enjoy the rest of this amazing experience of gratitude, and that you will find love soon.
I find it everywhere I go.
Well, you are a lucky man then.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ooh, this is Sasha Sugar with What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. But today I am remotely broadcasting from Gratitude Migration in New Jersey. And I think we have probably the last guest who wants to share her definition of love and her experience with love. Hello.
Hi, I'm Nikita.
Hi, Nikita.
Well, I don't know that I have a definition of love. I think I'm trying to discover what that is. So this weekend's been fun about that. I'm actually not tired.
You're not tired.
I'm one of the few people here who's not tired. But I mainly stuck with elixirs and no alcohol. So.
Have you been in love?
Many times, yes.
So how was it? How would you describe those times?
Falling in love and being in love is beautiful because you're really in tune with the other person. You want to make them happy. You want to know about them. You accept them fully. And then things change because it's difficult for people to live in love.
To live in love?
Like falling in love, you know, you feel what it is to accept and, you know, just want to merge with that person, and then it's not so easy to live it.
Okay, well, it is very true, but what does it require then?
I think self-love is really important, and, you know, when you're falling in love with another person, they're mirroring you. And if you don't love yourself, that's one of the things I was discovering here, like just on a journey to love myself, which is not in a narcissistic way, but to be accepting when I make a mistake, when, you know, I feel...
Right, because we're all humans and we all make mistakes. And if we hate our own mistakes, then we will also hate the mistakes that other people make and kind of hate them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it will reflect on our relationships with others and in the world. You know, so loving yourself, I think for me, I'm learning that that's first. And I've been sort of enjoying trying to do that here. You know, just even like in the ocean, just like loving, being part of nature and, you know, loving my mistakes.
What was the biggest mistake you made that now you fall in love with?
I have to think about that. Now that's falling in love. Well, yeah, okay. I had a really bad relationship with someone recently, and it was a big mistake because I was somewhat tricked as to who this person was. Sort of a false self that I fell in love with. And then sort of, I think I was I was fooling myself to try to keep it going. And it ended really badly. And through the journey of acceptance, accepting my mistake of like, okay, how could I be so foolish? How could I let these things happen?
So you blamed yourself for the relationship?
For some of it. And I blamed him.
Not working.
Mm-hmm. I blamed us both. You know, I was angry. And it really wasn't pleasant. It was really hard. It was difficult. So I think accepting that, and Nietzsche calls it... Nietzsche calls it amor fati, which is love what is. And like being able to bring love to that situation, love myself for the mistake, love this person. Now, it doesn't mean I want to see this person ever again, but I can love that person. I practice to love that person and be grateful for the lessons I learned. And it's not easy. It's not like I say, well, yeah, that just happened. It didn't. But that's the journey of love for me.
Thanks so much for sharing. And good luck with your journey of self-love. And now is the last guest for sure. We have 45 seconds. You have 45 seconds. So what's your name? What is love?
Hi, I'm Krishna.
Whoa! And I'm Ganesha. Hey, yes. What? For reals?
Yes.
Show me your passport.
I don't have my, like, it's on my driver's license, but yes. Yeah, love for me, I would say, is being able to accept the other person for completely for who they are and being accepted by them for who you are.
Acceptance.
Where you can be completely be truly be yourself, that's I would
call. Are you in love now?
Not right now, no.
So maybe you have high expectations,
yes,
of love.
maybe.
No. Don't lower them down. No,
yes.
Don't. Thank you so much. Sorry, I have to cut you down because I'm going to be shut down now with the station. But thanks so much for sharing. I hope you will find the love and you will be accepted by your partner. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you all so much for physically joining What Is Love show and for sharing your definitions of love. A special thanks to the New York Dangerous family, my Burning Man people, the camp I'm going with, the Burning Man, for the first time this year in a few weeks, in 2 months. Thank you all guys for listening to the show, and if you have your own definition of love, please email me at whatislove@radiofreebrooklyn.org. And if I like it, I might invite you to the show. Of course, thank you, Gratitude Migration crew, for allowing me to do the show last minute with minimal conditions. It was quite an experience in itself. Of course, huge thanks to Radio Free Brooklyn community for giving me the support to explore love. Please, everyone, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com to support our nonprofit independent radio station. Explore the website. We have a bunch of amazing, interesting topics and music shows to any interest, for any community. You won't be disappointed. I promise that. And since I am doing this show from the Gratitude Migration, I will also love to thank our sponsor. It's a dating and playing app, Fantasy, who is now releasing the beta version of the app in US. This app will be available for download for free starting July 24th on iPhones and iPads. Just for now, later it will be available on Android as well. So if you and your partner have any secret fantasies and desires, Fantasy app is the perfect platform for that. Well, thank you all again so much. This was Sasha Sugar with What Is Love show, broadcasting from Gratitude Migration. I'll hear you all and I'll see you all in a few weeks on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.